Hello, Church. This is Pastor Hannah. Welcome to Devotion Time for March 18th, 2020. We are hoping to offer these devotions a few times a week as a way for us to connect and come together and learn about God even when we're apart. If you haven't already, please grab your Bible and a notebook and pen or anything you want to use to write down notes. Today's devotion is on Psalm 86. If you haven't read it in advance, that's totally okay. I'm going to read it now so you can read along with me. This reading is a part of this week's narrative lectionary readings that relate to the sermon we heard from Pastor Jonathan on Sunday and prepare us for the sermon that we will hear this coming week. So here we have Psalm 86, Supplication for Help Against Enemies, a prayer of David. Incline your ear, O Lord, and answer me. For I am poor and needy. Preserve my life, for I am devoted to you. Save your servant who trusts in you. You are my God. Be gracious to me, O Lord, for to you do I cry all day long. Gladden the soul of your servant, for to you, O Lord, I lift up my soul. For you, O Lord, are good and forgiving, abounding in steadfast love to all who call on you. Give ear, O Lord, to my prayer. Listen to my cry of supplication. In the day of my trouble I call on you, for you will answer me. There is none like you among the gods, O Lord, nor are there any works like yours. All the nations you have made shall come and bow down before you, O Lord, and shall glorify your name. For you are great and do wondrous things. You alone are God. Teach me your way, O Lord, that I may walk in your truth. Give me an undivided heart to revere your name. I give thanks to you, O Lord my God, with my whole heart, and I will glorify your name forever. For great is your steadfast love toward me. You have delivered my soul from the depths of Sheol. O God, the insolent rise up against me. A band of ruffians seek my life, and they do not set you before them. But you, O Lord, are a God merciful and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love and faithfulness. Turn to me and be gracious to me. Give your strength to your servant. Save the child of your serving girl. Show me a sign of your favor, so that those who hate me may see it and be put to shame, because you, Lord, have helped me and comforted me. This psalm really resonated with me, especially today, because it's someone who needs help and they desperately want God to answer their prayers. It begins with a description of everything that is wrong and begging God to be gracious. I am poor and needy. Listen to my cry of supplication. In the day of my trouble, I call on you, etc. And then mixed in there are all these descriptions of how great God is. For you, O Lord, are good and forgiving, abounding in steadfast love to all who call on you. And then they kind of get nervous again. So then it's back to what's wrong and begging God for help. The insolent rise up against me. A band of ruffians seek my life. So we're swinging back and forth between insecurity and fear and comfort and assurance, something that I think we've all been familiar with in the past week. But there is an underlying assumption here in the psalmist's words, because the assumption is that because we are devoted to God, because God is good and great, because God has done wondrous things, that if we implore God enough, God will respond and fix our problem. So this prayer may be heartfelt, but it's both telling God the problem and explaining why God should care enough to fix it. So there's an underlying assumption and an underlying insecurity. Like all of us who have prayed hard and fervent prayers, we know that God doesn't always answer our prayers in the way that we would wish. This is the never-ending conundrum of our lives as Christians. Why do bad things still happen no matter how hard we pray? Interestingly, the psalm closes with a mix of all these things. So it asks that David's enemies be put to shame, because the Lord has helped and comforted him. So again, saying what he needs and why he thinks God should answer his prayer in a specific way. But that last verse begins with, "Show me a sign of your favor." Just a sign. So there's some acknowledgement here that maybe God isn't going to answer David's prayer in exactly the way that he wants. There's an acknowledgement that God doesn't answer to anything but God. My favorite line in the psalm is verse 7. "In the day of my trouble, I call on you, for you will answer me." And to me, that's the heart of this psalm, of these desperate prayers for help, knowing that God will answer you, not always in the time or the way that you will expect. I recently finished a book series that's set in a fantasy world, and at the end there's this huge crisis. The very fabric of reality is being ripped apart. And as people are dying, and there's all these natural disasters happening, and everything is just falling to pieces and being destroyed, one of the characters who hasn't prayed or talked to God in years decides to try to pray. And so the passage describing how he's praying goes like this. Absurdly, he thought, "Should I be kneeling now? I don't know how to do this. I don't know how to pray. I've just asked questions." And there was not so much an answer as a drawing back, an invitation to speak words into that emptiness and have them be heard. God is constantly inviting us to speak and be heard. Every time we pray, whether it's intentionally with words or with our actions or with a half-formed wish in our hearts, God draws back and makes space for us and listens attentively, even though God already knows what we're going to say. It's such a relief to know that God is always there, holding space for us and giving us a place to be heard. Let's pray together. God, on this beautiful March day, so close to the beginning of spring, we are grateful to gather and study together. We are thankful that you are always holding space for us, giving us a place to speak what is closest to our hearts. Be with us as we move forward this week, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.